Hey, everybody, welcome to the Morphin Grid. I'm Jake.
I am Josh.
And today we're watching episode 717 of Power Rangers Slammerai, episode 17, The Tengen Gates.
It aired May 28th, 2011. Written by David McDermott alone and directed by Jonathan Braw.
A solo writer.
The first time this season, 17 episodes it took to get one writer on an episode.
This might be the most coherent episode yet.
Might be.
That's exciting, honestly. Because every episode definitely has a lot of hands in the pot. As I think evidenced by the fact that they'll set up a lot of lessons in the first half and pay off different lessons in the second half. So that could be fun. Maybe it'll be good this time. Maybe it'll be a real good one. Two good ones in a row? Unheard of.
Yeah, what if it's good?
What if it's good? That's the life raft I cling to. There's also a tweet I saw a while ago that was like, I have it saved in my phone somewhere. It's like, I'm still excited for this even after a rash of disappointments. You don't know why? Because I'm stupid. If you're new here. Hey everybody. A little podcast.
How's it going? Hope you're doing good.
Oh, didn't see you there. Thanks for coming. I know we got a lot of 7-Eleven haters now that they found out that we did not get them. So a lot of the anti 7-Eleven squad showing up in droves, yep. a lot of combies, a lot of combi heads coming in. thanks for your support.
Yeah, because everybody's just from New England.
Yep. That would be wild to get an influx of New Englanders listening to the show. I think that would be very wild. Because I don't think we have like a centralized location where people are.
No, we're kind of all over.
We have like a pretty wide net as far as listeners go. But if you're new here, what we do is we pause the recording, we go watch an episode of Power Rangers, we come back, we talk about it. You can follow along if you got YouTube or a DVD. The DVDs did cost $40 American.
If you bought them when they released and not when they were like $100 each.
Yeah, it just preposterous money. Even when they released, they were probably still like anime prices because it's such a weird niche thing.
Yeah, I think they released, it was like Samurai had the 20 Samurai episodes and that was like $20.
Oh, what used to be. Remember when DVDs were cheap? And like because Blu-rays are getting cheaper, but they're also getting more expensive at the same time, which is weird. Every time I want to buy a Blu-ray, I'm like, do I get it new or do I wait 3 days and look on eBay to see if somebody has it for $11? And usually the answer is yes. And I don't care where they got it. It doesn't matter to me where they got it. I just want to have Madam Web on Blu-ray.
Not a lot of people saying that. So no, it can't be that hard.
The demand could not have been deal. High. We wasted enough time yesterday. Do you want to just jump in? Do you want to go watch it now?
Yeah.
We can't jump in. We haven't watched it yet. We need to go watch it first. Then we can jump
in. We could try. You want to just kind of guess?
Yeah. So scene one, establishing shot, the dojo. They're training. They're always training.
Yeah. Yeah.
I bet I could write a generic episode from scratch off the top of my head in the time it takes.
They're either training or one of them is walking around the dojo looking for someone else.
Right, looking for something or someone.
Yeah, maybe Mike lost his Game Boy.
Mike needs his Sega Game Gear.
He does seem like a Game Gear guy.
It's an antique now, so he needs it. What if Mike was suddenly really into retro handheld gaming? How would you feel about him then?
I already don't hate Mike.
I think he's probably my second favorite of
You'd
the
show
Rangers.
Me him refurbing a Game Boy, and I'm 100% on board with Mike.
I haven't downloaded GB Studio yet, but I do. I am constantly eyeballing it.
Yeah.
I just got to do it one of these days.
I want to, but I know, like, I think about opening it and making a game, and I'm like, what am I making? Like, what's the game?
Right. I have a game in mind, and I'm like, I hope they can help. I hope they can help me do that, because part of the thing it says is like there's like different styles of game in the engine that you can do, and you can like it's like you can also like expand the engine on your own if you want. And I was like,
yeah, there's
doing
a ton
that,
of plugins, and I know on Itch, which is kind of a touchy subject now.
Yeah, well, Itch is like I don't think Itch is at fault there. They're being bullied, and then now it's making everyone thinks it's their fault, but it's not.
Yeah, but I know there's a lot of like asset packs, like people just make like here's a set of characters, like Game Boy style character sprites. Ooh, and here's okay. just like a bunch of tile sets for like dungeons and caves and stuff. So you can get like, you can get a lot of stuff.
Nice.
That way.
I have a pixel thing, and I've been doing pixel art for a little while. So I was like, I think I can handle a lot of the sprite stuff. I don't think they'll be great, but I think I can handle a lot of that as long as it like helps me put it in a way that would make sense. I also can't really do walking animations. I don't know how to do that yet. That's tricky.
I made a custom, a couple custom little like overworld sprites for Charge Crystal.
Yeah.
And making the walking sprites look like the regular one moving is. It's hard to just make it look. This is how the four pixels that make up this character's foot.
Right.
Will move without the rest of it looking weird.
Yeah. It's nuts.
It's not easy.
But yeah, I've been noodling with that because I have an idea for a game, and I'm like, I think it would be easy, like an easy first game to make. And then my brain's like, what if you do all this other stuff? And then I have to be like, no, we don't know how to do that other stuff yet. You got to just make one thing.
You can't give in to feature creep or else it takes you 4 years to modify a game that exists already.
So anyway, enough about that. Let's go watch the Tengen Gate.
All right.
Let's samurai, guys.
Jake.
Josh.
And we're back, and we just watched the Tengen Gate.
The Tengen Gate. Tengen?
Who knows?
I don't know. They say a guy's name wrong, like a Japanese name wrong in this. And so yeah. I was saying Tengen Gate, and then they say Tengen Gate. And now I think I'm saying it wrong if I'm saying it the same way they said it.
I want to hit the soft G. I want to go with like a Tengen Gate.
Yeah, they don't have that in Japanese.
But
though.
That's definitely wrong.
Yeah. From what I understand, I don't think that is a thing that they do over there.
Yeah.
Either way, heyjakeandjosh.com, that's the website. You can go there. Listen, I almost said, I tried doing a Hey Gake and Gosh, but I was like, I don't think that sounds good. I think that sounds pretty bad to say, actually. you can go there, listen to old episodes up through SPD, including a bunch of Bobos. There's also an archive feed. You can email us, littleidiots.morphingrid@gmail.com. We're on Twitter a little bit at morphingrid. We're on Blue Sky, morphingrid.bisky.social. We're on Snapple Podcasts and Google Play. Well, it's not Google Play. It's YouTube. Is it YouTube Podcasts or is it YouTube Music and it's all the same thing?
I have no idea.
I don't know if we're on there. We'll need to look into that because I feel like someone has asked recently and I was like, I genuinely don't know how we got onto most of the places we are. The only where we aren't is Spotify for sure.
The only places I've ever submitted the podcast is iTunes and Google Play.
Yes.
And so please put this like. Give me that little slice of internet on your service.
Need that.
If it's anywhere else, that's because they just pull from.
They have mirrors and
iTunes.
Stuff. Yeah.
Yeah.
So we'll look into YouTube Music. Hopefully they didn't lose our number, but maybe they did. Who knows? We aren't on Spotify. Don't even look. We're not going to be there. Don't even try it.
Yeah.
You can leave us a rating and review in any of those places. Also, we're on Patreon, patreon.com/heyjakeandjosh for as little as a dollar a month. You can help support the show for as much as you want a month. There's no upper limit. You can support the show also, but at the $5 level and above, you can get access to the Discord, which is a cool place. You can come hang out and talk to some cool people, including us. We're also there. There's a bunch of cool people, and then we're there, too.
And if we get back to 750, we said we were going to do something yesterday, and I forgot already what we said
how
we were going to do.
How could you forget about the deep day dive? Deep day of the dumpster dive.
Deep dumpster dive.
Yes, that's it. Where we will watch four different versions of Day of the Dumpster. You know what? I'm going to add a fifth one for incentive.
God.
We'll also watch the unaired pilot because that's also a Day of the Dumpster.
Yeah.
It's a dumpster like that episode.
You know what? If we get up to $800, we'll throw in the premiere of Jurenja also.
Yeah, we'll do
which
it
is
all.
Also technically a dumpster.
It's a little bit of a dumpster like, yeah. And we'll watch all of it. And compare and contrast and critique and all the other fun things.
It'll be a very serious episode.
It'll be a dead serious journalism episode. We'll be doing the hard work, hitting the pavement, having watched 5 to 6 different episodes, different versions of Day of the Dumpster for you.
That might kill me.
It'll also that episode will be exclusively on Patreon. That will be a Patreon exclusive, obviously. So you will have to be there to hear it.
You don't get that hard hitting criticism for free. What you get for free is this.
This is what you get for free. And I think it's pretty good a lot of time. So you're welcome on that front. That website again is patreon.com/JakeandJosh. Do you want to jump in?
Yeah.
Just real quick, I know everybody was worried. There have been a bunch of high resolution promo shots from Madam Web found.
Thank goodness. I thought that might be lost media.
It was there. Well, for a while, we were like, we know that it exists. Where is it? And then somebody found it all. And so there's just a bunch of shots of them in their superhero costumes that, spoilers, they are only in for maybe 2.5 total minutes of the movie's runtime, including a picture of Sydney Sweeney as Julia Cornwall. She's not Carpenter. I wrote Carpenter in the alt text, but she's not married yet. That's her married name. She's Julia Cornwall, giving a very awkward thumbs up in the suit. I don't know. I'm just get ready to see that a lot from me is what I'm just getting everybody ready for. So there's that. And now I got to find my notes. I forgot my notes are there. Okay.
Okay.
So there's just in case anybody was worried, if you want to see the highest, glossiest JPEGs of them in their superhero suits that, again, you don't really get to see in the movie, because when you do see them, it's in the dark. So you don't really get a good look at it.
What a film.
It's the whole movie was made. It's insane. It's also like the high res photo shoot of their suits, or their superhero suits that they wear for 2 seconds in the movie, is really funny, because like I didn't know Anya's was green. Like, you just can't tell. Like, no, that's a green. It's not just there's not just three black suits. Well, one of them's blue. There's a black and white and a black and green, but it looked like black and black with silver trim, and then there's like a blue and red. Anyway, wonderful movie. You will have to watch it eventually, but not this year.
Good.
But get ready. You will not escape it forever. It will happen.
Well, it won't be for a lack of trying.
Nope. We start off with Xander getting juiced on the boat.
He's suddenly very mad.
He's yelling.
He's yelling, power, power.
Yeah, he's getting electrocuted. They got battery hooked up to his nipples or whatever.
They're kind of all over the place on what's happening.
He is absorbing more power of some sort.
Octaroo says he's absorbing more power, but later Decker says he's having a power surge.
Yeah.
And those are different.
Well, unless he's absorbing the surge.
There is a power surge and he's drinking it up.
And he's slurping it down, yeah.
Yeah.
And then Octaroo and Shammy are talking about how he's getting more power and they have to protect him from other Nylox until he's done slurping.
Yeah.
And I think that's interesting that, like, while he's in this weakened state, there could be other runs at the throne. And that's pretty neat.
He's not weakened, though. He's just kind of distracted.
Because it's
very clear that if you try to fight him, you will die.
He'll kill. Yeah, there's a point in this where they're like, you can't beat Xander. And they're like, yeah, we all know that. We all know you can't beat Xander. But yeah, I do like the idea that, like, oh, he's distracted. Get him. Maybe we can get him now. And then it can be our deboat. And not his deboat. We go to the theme song. When we come back, Decker is walking and talking to himself about the new surge of power that he's getting.
Yeah, because the cliffs are glowing red.
Yeah.
I guess in all the gaps in the rocks.
Every gap is starting to leak Sanzu. And he's like, there's nobody in charge, so the Moogies are going to run wild. It's going to be Moogie Mania around here.
Yeah, and he's like, what a great time this will be to isolate the Red Ranger. He's going to be busy with the big Moogies.
Yeah, it's actually probably a really bad time to fight him if you want him at his best, which I know you do, because, like, you keep not killing him when he's not at his best.
Yeah.
So, like, you clearly want him at the most. Then we see some giant Moogies pop up, and the Rangers run out ready to fight. And this happens at the 2:33
Mm-hmm.
Do you know when this fight scene ends? It goes right to Zord fight. There's a whole bunch of Zords. It's a bunch of Zord fight. I ate a whole muffin during this.
We're about the 9-minute mark.
No, it felt like that. It was actually 6:28. That's right. It's a 4-minute Zord fight to start the episode.
Against like 7 Moogies.
Yeah. So Antonio has the... He goes into North mode, but North mode also has the Squid Zord, so I don't know if that's normal North mode or if it's like North plus squid. I don't know. And then the others get the bird. They get their bird winger mode or whatever the hell it's called. And it's literally 4 minutes of them fighting in Megazords. At some point, there is a commercial. A commercial just cuts right in. This episode, not as tight on the brakes.
Not as good, yeah. I did get. I only counted four this time, unless there's one at the end I just missed. But I doubled up on Zords today.
I got five, but only a couple of them were for the Power Rangers toys.
All of mine still were for the Power Rangers toys.
I wish. Mine started with the Power Rangers, like right off the bat, Power Rangers toys. Then the next one was like Harry Potter Legos, and I was like, I don't need to see this. No, thank you. And then there was another one for a car, and I was like, so now you're getting confused about what kind of baby I am again.
Okay. Are you one of the driving babies?
You think I'm I'm not a driving adult. You think I was a driving baby? Get it together. This is why the algorithm can never win, because it's stupid. Anyway, we get out of the commercial at whatever point it happens, and then they win the fight later at the 6:28 mark of the episode, which is, I will point out, over a quarter of the episode is done now.
Yeah.
That's nuts.
It's going to be quick. We're basically there.
We're almost halfway done.
No, a lot of stuff actually happens from here.
They pack in so much later, and I think it's because they got all the Megazord stuff out of the way early.
Yeah.
We cut back to the boat, and Xander's like, let me out! Let me out! And Octaroo's like, ooh, ah, ooh, you're still drinking your juice. So he can't let him out yet, and he's like, oh, what if somebody comes and gets him? And
he's like, what kind of despicable something?
Nasty monster man.
Yeah, despicable yucky guy is going to show up. There's a big spider pirate, and he's like, did you say despicable yucky guy?
It's me. I called him Reggie Washington because I found out recently that Washington has a spider season.
Oh.
And it's now. Now is spider season. So Reggie's there, and he
I don't know his act. It's like Arachna.
It's like
Arachnid.
it's Arachnid man, or it's something Arachnid-y. But Octaroo's like, oh, it's just you, Reggie. Good. You won't try to overthrow.
Yeah.
Xander.
Like, well, he's scared of him too. He's like, I wasn't talking about you, and I meant like a despicable, nasty guy.
Yeah.
I was talking about like, oh, someone else besides Reggie, obviously.
And he's like, yeah, I won't overthrow. I won't try to kill him because that's stupid.
Reggie's like, what if we kill him?
But we did. Well, what if we did though? We could seal him. We could seal him up.
Yeah,
that happens.
Octaroo's like, you can't fight Xander. He'll just kill you. And then Reggie's like, yeah, but we can seal him. We need to do is get the sealing spell from the Red Ranger.
So let's just do that.
And keep in mind that, like, it's never been completely done correctly.
No, last time it was done. I want to say the last time it didn't work is because Jaden's dad died doing it.
He died. With his dying breath, he got as much of it out as he could.
So he missed like a stroke or two at the end there. Also, it does feel like, because later they talk about Jaden's secret, and unless they're talking about his sister, I think the secret is that if you do the seal, you die.
He's looking at it like a gravestone. So
yeah,
the way I read it is that was like a monument kind of thing in the garden.
Yeah,
but I don't. His secret is that he's gonna die. They know that because that's what happened to his dad.
Well, yeah, but like the secret is like to win, you have to die. Red Ranger gotta die.
Yeah, we'll talk about it more when we get to that part where he's being talked about it too.
Right. So we come back to the house after this, and the Rangers are like commiserating over the river still rising, and they keep beating all the Moogies and the Nylocks back, and they're like, oh, we just like, what do we do? Like, we just like, we can't catch a break. And Jane's like, it's not about, we can't think about winning or losing. We just have to keep fighting. And like, that's bad leadership. You should be like, well, we'll win eventually. Like, I feel like you should have your eyes on the prize of winning and not just like, I guess we'll do this forever. That's how Mason Truman operated. And that guy sucked.
We'll fight until all of them or all of us are dead.
Yeah. Okay.
No.
That seems like a losing philosophy there, Jaden.
If you're Jaden and you found out in the last episode, hey, you can give up your human form to become a Nylock and go to the river. Mm-hmm. And Jaden's like, okay. And I know the sealing symbol.
Right.
So if I just become a Nylock, go to the river and seal Xandrid on the boat.
Right, why not?
It'll be done.
Just do it today, Jaden. You can have this done by lunch. You won't be able to You won't be like, because you're stealing Xandrid. You're not stealing the whole river. You're just stealing him.
Yeah.
Like, I guess you're stealing the river also, but like, you're not.
Maybe it is a whole seal. Maybe it closes the gaps or something.
It shuts the gap. Maybe that's it. But like, look, Carter almost went. Carter was ready to go to hell forever.
He was like, no, drop me down here and I'll
drop
just.
Me down there.
I'll fight her in hell so she can't get back out.
Yeah. It'll be me and Banshear fighting for the rest of eternity so she doesn't get back out. Cool. Like, and they're like, absolutely not, Carter. That's insane.
He's like, but it'll work though.
He's like, we could do it though. Like, it's not off the table. And Jaden's like, I just can't do that. I don't have that kind of commitment.
And it's like, he doesn't have the confidence in his symbol power, but we don't see him practicing to get better at it either.
Right.
So I don't know. We're just in this weird, like, we'll just keep fighting.
Yeah, waiting for the season to kind of get to the fireworks factory. There's also the looming secret, which we don't know.
I really think it's Lauren.
I feel like it should just be Lauren, but like, also, what if it's something different? How dumb would that be? What if it's just like, your secret is that you're not a Sheba?
Your secret is that your sister's actually way cooler than you. She just didn't want to do it. She went to college instead.
Yeah, she's getting her master. She's getting to be a lawyer or something. I guess you get a doctorate to be a lawyer. You get your Juris Doctorate to be a lawyer. There's a lot of schooling going into being a lawyer. I looked into it because I was like, I like to argue. but it's like, I don't like to argue that much.
Yeah. You also have to know how to read laws.
Oh, my God. You have to know basically like everything, like in your specific field of law, like whichever you focus on, you got to know like basically everything in it. And like everything you don't know, you have to be able to find out so fast.
Yeah.
And I don't have that. Like, I don't have that in me. I'd rather do a podcast about Power Rangers. That's way more my speed. I'll handle this. The other people can handle being a lawyer.
That's why you have firms, because it's like, whatever I don't know, I'm going to hire some guy who specializes in that thing.
Yeah, and then we'll have it all covered total, yeah. And then we can just email each other and be like, what do you know about tort law?
I don't know a damn thing.
I only know about tort law because of a joke that Adam Warlock made on the Gravity Falls Gossiper 10, 13 years ago at this point. I only barely know what it is. I could not explain it to you, I don't think. That's how little I know about it. Anyway, Kevin's like, Jaden's right. We need to just keep fighting and not try to win. Just try to survive, I guess. And Mentor's like, good. I'm glad that you all think that because I found something that could help. And then he puts down a book, and I took a screenshot of it.
Oh, I'm glad you took a screen. I was just thinking, I was like, I should have screenshot this because it has a bunch of cool stuff on it.
I did. I'm going to send you the picture.
All right, let me get it on Disky or Bisky?
On Disky.
All right.
I don't think I can send it on Bisky yet.
Oh, they can't do pictures over there yet?
It's no.
Tough. I know it's a tough thing to figure out, probably.
Yeah, you know, you got to, like, there's, like, a code you got to write or something, probably. So, the picture has a little, it's like an ink drawing, and there's like a little black box in the middle. It's like a talisman, but they call it the black box. And I guess the talisman is in the black box. They might be the same thing. This might be the black box.
Well, the rest of the episode is about the black box. I think the black box is the talisman.
It could be.
Okay. Power is in it.
Yeah. So there is several little guys around it that are all just animals that are, I think, all the Zords. Right.
So we got all the folding Zords are here. There's the tiger, the monkey, or the ape, I mean.
Yeah. Dragon,
the turtle,
turtle.
The dragon, and the bear?
And the bear, yeah. Well, the lion. The tiger is one of the extra guys, because there's also the tiger, the swordfish, and the beetle, and then the squid.
I thought Jaden's was a tiger.
No, Jaden's a lion. The extra one's the tiger.
Okay. Yeah, that's right. And
yes.
There's also a spider on here.
That's the beetle.
Oh, it does have six legs. You're right.
You will notice that the legs, yeah. And then there's also the squid, which it's really hard to tell that it's a squid for a second. It looks just kind of like a bunch of squiggles.
There is no Clawzord.
Clawzord not allowed to come to the cool talisman party, I guess. Maybe it'll be Squidzord plus one, and it'll be able to come later. But I guess this means we're kind of done with new Zords for the remainder of the season, it feels like.
I'm fine with that if we don't have to watch a ranger fish for 20 minutes again.
Right.
But it sucks for Emily and Mia, but Haim Saban's back.
Yeah, so. Welcome back. Women be shopping. So then, like, he's like, I got the black box. And Jane's like, no, we can't. And he's like, Wugata. And then he goes on to explain that it's a talisman made by the first ever Red Ranger, Red Samurai Ranger.
Yeah.
The first Red Samurai made this, and it has the power to, and I have a question mark at the end of this because I don't know if I heard this right. I don't know if this is what he meant. It can unite the symbol power of all the Rangers.
Yeah. So I feel like what that means, if I'm interpreting it right, is it would take everybody's symbol stat.
Right.
And put it into one giant symbol stat.
And then you
that,
could...
That would then be channeled... So, like, all of their power would be channeled through Jaden, I'm assuming.
Probably. He is the most special boy and the only one who matters.
Yeah. And then that would make the symbol strong enough to work and seal Xandrid forever.
Yeah.
That is my interpretation. Like, because it needs to be... You need to have, like, really strong symbol power.
Yeah. I wish the symbol power wasn't something you could grind... I wish symbol power was just the power that each symbol has, because it doesn't make the symbol as special if you don't have to like find the new symbols, right? Like if there's just like, yeah, you could do any one at any time.
It seems like they know all the symbols. It's just how good they can make.
Right.
And how good their power is.
I feel like that would be like enough of, you know, a motivator to be like, we got to be really good at the cleaner the stroke, the better the symbol. But like instead, it's like, no, you have... We got to check your IVs and your EVs, and we got to see what your stats are. And, like,
yeah,
you know, like Mike's symbol stat top, it starts out really low.
His,
it doesn't,
yeah, he's really going to grind it because his base stat in symbol is like 10.
It's like 10, super duper low. Jaden's all of his stat, he's got a 517 stat total. So,
he's
like,
a Mario. They're all even.
Yeah, they're all even. They're also very high because he's the most special, coolest, hottest boy ever.
Yeah. He's like Mew, I guess. They're all 100.
Yeah. That's, I guess that's pretty good, because usually what's the normal total for like a really high? It was like 7 or 5.
I don't know. The legendaries
20 something is usually
between,
what the higher
I
end.
Want to say the legendaries are like around 625 usually.
Okay, because they're like third
but that's
stage
now.
Evolutions.
There's there was less stats then, but like
we used to have less of them. Yeah. Anyway, so they but here's the thing though. Jaden says they can't do it because they never finished the box. The black box never got finished.
It doesn't work, right? Like, no one's ever been able to, like, figure out how to make it work. And I thought it was going to be, like, our Red Ranger has to do it. But then immediately, Emily is like, Antonio could do it.
Antonio could do it. And then Mike's like, yeah, he, like, can program a Zord like it's a coffee maker. Like, yeah, we'll get Antonio to do it. And they're like, no, we can't just let Antonio do it. And Kevin's like, his symbol power sucks. It's so bad. And it takes so much out of us. And we're good at it. And he's not. So imagine what it'll do to him. And Emily and Mia are both like, well, we got to try.
Yeah.
We got to do something. We can't just keep beating Moogies back every single day forever until we die of exhaustion.
And is it Mentor that tells Jaden, like, hey, ask Antonio, and if he's willing to do it, you have to let him.
You
like,
got to try. Yeah,
I think
so. You
can't tell him he can't, because that's not how we do things around here.
That's a good advice, though. I don't think that's Mentor that says that. <It's good.
laughs> It is Emily.
I know Mike says something here about it, and I think maybe Mike is the one who says, like, well, what if we just ask him? We got to let him try. But Mike does get cut off by a Zord commercial mid-sentence. So they
I like
not...
how Mentor comes in with this box, and he's just like, we'll just use this. He's like, it might kill everybody.
Yeah, I don't care. As long as it doesn't kill
like,
Jaden,
I don't care. I'm sick of cleaning up after all of you.
I don't like any of you but Jaden, so especially that low-down fisherman. He's not even a samurai at all. He's on the team, but I don't like him. Because he's not good enough for my boy, Jaden. That's how I feel. I feel like he is the dad in a rom-com.
Yeah.
I usually don't like them either. They're usually not good. Anyway, Mike gets cut off during for a Zord commercial. and then Jaden relents. He's like, all right, first we got to get the box, though. So we'll just do that first, and then we'll go from there. And then Mentor says it's being guarded at the Tengen Gate. By the guardians of the box or the gate. I don't remember. There's guardians. It's being guarded.
There's just, there's like Tengen guardians.
Yeah, so they're there. I thought it was going to be like, you remember in the Mighty Morphin Power Rangers, the movie where they had to go to get the monolith? They had to like fight the bone man?
Yeah.
The bone mans? I thought it was going to be like that, but it's just like some guys. Like, there's just some guys there that have it.
They're just like monks, right? They're just like hanging out.
So we go there, we cut right to there, and they're like the Tengen Gate, And Mike's like, this is just an old wooden gate. And he's like, yeah, but it's like very important to samurai.
Yeah. And Mike's in front of everyone. He's looking, he's like, this is just like an old wood thing. And he just like kind of walks in. And then Jaden is explaining that like it's very significant and important to the samurai. And the other four of them stop and bow before they walk through
it. Yeah. And it's like a torii gate. It's like a regular torii gate, like, yeah, you know, Jabby style. Are they in Japan right now?
I don't know.
Because here's...
they're still in Panorama City.
They're still in Panorama... Okay. Keep that in your pocket.
We'll have to look at the map and see if there's a Tengen Gate district.
Well, okay, yeah. Well, if there's Tengen
Gate Park.
Maybe
it's at the top of Tengen Mountain or something.
Yeah, it would be like the Tengen Reserve.
Yeah. That's... The Tengen Resvire.
Resvire, yeah. Lord. Because here's the thing. This is where the first samurai rangers, the first ones, stopped the Nylock. That's what the Tengen Gate is like commemorating and celebrating and remembering. It's like the place where they stopped the Nylocks the first time. The first ever ones. Josh, what is the first thing they say in every episode of Power Rangers Samurai?
That like little cold open thing?
Yeah,
do?
Yeah. What does it say? Here, I'll tell you. In ancient Japan.
In ancient Japan. Yeah, that's... Oh, I guess we are in ancient Japan.
So I guess we went to Japan. A quick jaunt over there. I guess flying from California to Japan is a little quicker than flying from here there, but it's still like 17 hours or something. It's still a long time. You got to go around the backside of the planet, and there's nothing there. I don't know if you've seen the back of the Earth.
It's
empty.
Water.
It, yeah. That freaks me out so bad. We got the whole back half of the planet is bald.
It's like John Cena.
It's like John Cena. Which is like, on the one hand, it's like comforting because like if the aliens did come, I would want John Cena to be the guy, you know, doing AAs and
yeah,
five knuckle shuffling
them. The five knuckle shuffle on an alien.
And like if Earth is the John Cena of planets, then like then we could be doing worse because like John Cena's like the John Cena of guys. So like, yeah. You know, but it's still just back there. It's nude. There's nothing. That feels suspicious to me. That's how conspiracies start, is you look at something a little weird and you go, why isn't there anything there? And then
is that
four steps later, it's because the aliens took whatever was there before.
Like, if you look at a globe, there's just a bald spot on the back of it?
Like, basically, the back half is, like, blank.
Hmm.
It's wild. The Pacific Ocean is mostly empty, which is wild. There's, like, probably little islands scattered here and there, but there is a good portion of it where there's, like, you can't tell. It's just nothing. And that's because Atlantis used to be there, and it sunk, and it brought everything with it.
Weird that Atlantis was in the Pacific Ocean.
Well, they tried calling it Pacificus, and it just didn't flow as well.
Yeah.
So they were like, well, we'll call it Atlantis, and then we'll say it was over near the Atlantic Ocean. But yeah, that's, you're looking at the wrong spot, dummies. You fools.
Because which one's the East Coast? That Atlantic?
That's Atlantic, yeah.
Yeah. That's where the Bermuda Triangle is. It's on that side.
Yeah.
And a lot of people think that that is Atlantis eating up ships and stuff.
Yeah, but that's just unrelated.
Yeah.
Atlantis was in the Pacific Ocean, and you'll never find it looking in the Atlantic Ocean, you rubes.
That's where they tricked you.
Anyway, I would like $500 million to go look for Atlantis in the Pacific Ocean.
Let me get one of those little James Cameron spheres and just kind of tool around the bottom of the Pacific Ocean.
Let me just whip around in there.
We've gone down in the Atlantic Ocean. We've gone down and seen Titanic. We've been down there, you know. There's nothing like that over in
there's
Pacific.
No Atlantis is down
there's
there.
There's no big shipwreck for us to go explore and ruin.
There's probably a ton of shipwrecks over there that are wicked cool that we're
but
just not
no
looking at.
There's no sexy ones like the Titanic.
No, well, there's no sexy ones like the Titanic, but like you might find some really cool stuff over there if no one's looking.
Yeah. Someone should look. I'll do it.
Let's go.
I am deathly afraid of being underwater.
You don't like water, yeah.
But I'll do it.
For five, yeah, just for some money? Yeah.
Don't put me in a Titan.
No.
But a James Cameron sphere?
Yeah,
I'll
a
do
good
it.
One, like a
I'll
real
down
one?
I'll go down in one of those.
Yeah, I could go down there, bang some Yui's around. Sure. Don't do donuts in the Atlantean parking lot? Absolutely. What if you go down there and there's a Dunkin' Donuts?
Well, I'm going to see if they got pumpkin donuts. It's about that time of year.
And they got pumpkin coffee in. They got pumpkin spice coffee in. And I've already had two.
Yeah.
They're pretty
give me
good.
Give me two pumpkin donuts to go while I'm cruising around the bottom of the ocean.
Yeah. And they're mermaids now because they had to adapt. And like,
that's on the wrong coast for there to be a Dunkin' Donuts, though.
Well, see, that's why they thought it was in the Atlantic Ocean, is because it had a Dunkin' Donuts. They're like, well, it's got to be over near there if it's got a Dunks. And they're like, no, we just were a big Dunks family, us Atlanteans. Anyway, I don't know where we were. They
I don't
might
know
be
why
in Japan.
We started talking about. Oh, right, because they had to go to Japan.
They might be in Japan. Or...
They have to. No, you're right. They have to be. Because if the opening says in ancient Japan, the first samurai rangers fought back the Nihloks.
Yeah.
And this is the site of where they first fought back the Nihloks. It has to be Japan.
It's got to be by their own laws.
Maybe Panorama City is Panorama City, Japan.
Tokyo. Maybe. A lot of white people there for that, but maybe. they meet a guy named Daisuke, or Daisuki, as he introduces himself, which is wrong. That's not how you would say that. I will be calling him Daisuke for the rest of the time, because that sounds better anyway. He's the elder of the Tengen Gate, and he tells them about, like, the first power. And he's like, well, I guess from what we understand, the first Green Ranger was kind of a prankster. And Mike's like, wow, yeah.
Yeah, he drove the first Blue Ranger crazy. And then him and Kevin are like, oh, that's absolutely true.
That's still going. He's like, but they were the best of friends. And I was like,
I don't think that's true here.
I don't think we've gotten there yet. Maybe.
Also, why are we singling those two? We don't talk about how all the other Rangers are the same personalities as their ancestors.
Right. Well, so we didn't write down anything about the girls, because why would we do that?
And also, it's weird that the Yellow Ranger has always been a dog turned into a person.
Yeah,
so we didn't document that.
We didn't say that. We also forgot about it for a little while, and then it was like, oh, the Yellow Ranger isn't really working out. What's wrong? And then, you know, your sister got sick, and we had to turn the dog you into a person, and we're like, that's what the missing piece was. That's what we've been missing this whole time. One of them gotta be a dog.
Got that dog in
him. That dog in you. And then Red Ranger's always been the most perfect, hot, cool, special boy ever.
Yeah.
So we don't need to say a lot of it, because you just know that about them, but they did need to write down Green Ranger prankster, Blue Ranger stick in the mud, best BFFs for life, though.
Yeah. Anyway, they're dead now, so it doesn't.
But they're so dead. So the Rangers go in, except for Jaden, who stays looking at the monument. Because there's a little monument with, like, the samurai lotus symbol on it, and it says something there. I think in English.
I didn't look hard enough. I just was looking at it. And
like
at first,
second.
I was like, "This is like the grave of his dad or something."
I thought it,
but it makes more sense for this to be like this was the site of the Power Rangers versus Nihloc battle of ancient Japan. We actually uprooted it from Japan and just brought the whole slab of earth over to Panorama City.
Maybe that's it. Is that this is the physical ground, but we just took it and brought, like,
there's
how
a big hole where it actually happened.
Yeah, and then so that way we can keep it safe over here in America where we got guns. But it's like gargoyles, where, like, Xanatos was like, take every brick of this castle and bring it back to New York City and recreate it brick by brick, but at the top of my skyscraper. And that broke the gargoyle curse. This is the first episode, so I'm not spoiling anything.
Right. It's the setup. Yeah.
Because, like, they were cursed to be, because at nighttime they turn into stone. We all know this about gargoyles. Nighttime they turn into stone, or nighttime they turn into real. Daytime they're stone all day. Gargoyles, right? But they were cursed back by a witch in ancient Scotland times, that they would be stuck a stone until the castle rose above the clouds. Because, like, in Scotland time, in ancient Scotland times, that's preposterous. That will never happen. That's too tall. You can't go up there. But in modern times, we have helicopters and cranes and stuff, and you can put it at, you can start it at the top of a skyscraper. Boom, Cloud City, baby. Now the gargoyles are back.
Nice.
And that's how gargoyles happens, and that show rules. And I've been meaning to rewatch it for a very long time, and I might have to do that soon. Anyway, where were we? Oh, Daisuke's like, you haven't told them your secret yet, have you, Jaden? And he's like, no, I don't like to lie to them, but I can't tell them, so I will keep lying to them.
It's a lie of omission, I guess.
Right.
But this is where it's weird, because Daisuke says, like, it is your responsibility to be the Red Ranger.
Right.
And Jaden's like, yeah, I know. He's like, he's not, like, torn up about it. He's like, no, that's
I've been
fine,
raised since birth to know that this is what I gotta do.
But it definitely seems like it wasn't supposed to be.
Right. I feel like this is leading to one. And here's the thing. And let me put my phone down so I can gesticulate better.
His secret is that he had to murder his sister to be the Red Ranger.
He had to kill his, and he couldn't, and he was, couldn't do it. And so that's what his secret is, that he couldn't kill his sister. Yeah. No, what I think it is, there's no way that Power Rangers Samurai, the television show, will land whatever this is as neatly as I want them to, right? Like, there's no way the secret will be both important and cool and make sense. It can't be all three.
No. Choose two.
It's either going to be that he's got to die to seal Xander, or he will have to seal himself. Like, you know, they will skirt around saying die, even though Gravity Falls is a year away from premiering. And the third episode, there is a guy that says, kill those children. So you're about allowed to say it back on TV soon. But, like, it'll either be that he has to die to seal Xandru, or that he's not really the Red Ranger. Like, he is the Red Ranger legally, but he is not, like, the one that it should be. That should be Lauren. Or it'll be that he's not actually a Sheba. Like, he was adopted.
Yeah.
That's my other theory.
I feel like it has to have something to do with Lauren.
I feel like at the end of this episode, they definitely are like, oh, boy, be really helpful. There's another Red Ranger out there right about now. Maybe she can come home on spring break from college.
Yeah, that's the thing, is like, I know about Lauren, and I know that she's going to show up and be a Red Ranger for an episode.
Right. Where is she?
But, like, yeah, why isn't she here?
Yeah. I think either she gave up the calling, right? She's like, I'm not doing this, and Jaden had to pick it up, right?
Yeah.
Even though all the flashbacks are, like, the dad being like, here's your morpher, you're the Red Ranger, Jaden.
Yeah, well, because a girl can't be red.
Right, obviously. That would be foolish.
The other thing that's weird is that they keep setting up Emily's sister.
Right.
For the big sister reveal to be Jaden's.
Right. Well, we know where Serena is. She's in bed.
Yeah, it's just weird that there's another secret sister.
It is a
not
little
secret
weird.
But just like another
off-screen yeah
sister. And we don't know anything about Jaden's yet. We just know he has a secret in
there's
the
a
secret,
right, but we know because it's the year, it's 2025, we know about Lauren, right? So like, yeah, we know. My other theory is that Lauren is chained in the basement and she is under like lock and key, so all she's doing is training symbol power, training regular, and not doing anything else, so she can be like a perfect weapon of a samurai ranger if they need it. And I think that would screw up a person so bad.
That person would be a villain. After they defeat the villain, they become the villain.
Okay, my turn to be villain. Yeah.
Because all they can do is fight.
Right.
Like, all they know how to do is be at war.
I feel like that would be so interesting in Power Rangers to have that be a girl, because they never haven't done that forever. They would never let a girl have like that deep of a backstory.
Well, that's kind of astronomer.
A little bit astronomer, but that was 12 years before this, and they have like very much regressed in how forward they are in like letting girls be characters and stuff.
Yeah.
Especially now that Saban's got his hands on the keys again. Anyway, so they tell him that like it's, you know, you don't have to tell him because like it's your secret, et cetera, all that stuff.
Yeah.
This is not a helpful note. I just wrote Reggie and the Moogies. So we see them do something for some amount of time. I don't know what or how long. I just wrote.
They arrive outside the gate. They pop up in the woods, and Reggie's like,
woods.
I can smell the Rangers. They smell so good.
Right.
Like,
okay.
Opposite of evil, good.
Right. Yeah. Then we come inside the little temple area, and there's a tapestry of an old folktale of a woman who made a deal with the king of the Nylocks to save her beloved, but the king tricked them and they were both turned into Nylocks.
And it's obvious, right?
It's like, so obvious, but here's the thing. Okay, right? So then he's like, and then he lost his memory and was cursed to wander the earth forever. And I'm like, okay, yeah, all right. Yeah.
Alone. He has to wander the earth alone forever.
Alone forever. And then, just as I'm like, I'm very on board with this, right? Because we know what it is.
Yeah.
Right. And then Mia touches the tapestry and goes, it's strange. It's as if I've met this woman before. Come on. Let it lay for a second. That's so hammy. That's so weird.
And it's just like a woodblock print picture of like a woman from the back.
From behind. It's just like a woman in a yukata, right?
I'll just say it. It's obviously Decker and Dayu.
It's Decker and Dayu for 100%. Like, it's
the woman
is
Dayu, and but like, it doesn't look anything like a teeth crab lady playing a Shamisen.
And like, it's so close to just being like, you all
they
get
just
it.
Won't they just won't let kids understand
they,
anything?
But they won't let the kids think for themselves. And I feel like that's a big problem we're having today. Is it like too many things, or like, don't think for yourself? We got it from here. And that's gonna screw up a bunch of kids. Like, there's a lot of like, I'm not a teacher. I'm not in schools, but from what I understand, it's pretty rough in there right now.
Yeah,
like kids don't like to learn. They have no curiosity because like they're being drip fed slop into their eyeballs 24/7. Like, it's really rough. I feel really bad for those kids. But like, this is 14 years ago, and it's starting here already. Where it's like, we could let you think for yourself, but instead.
Yeah, I saw a post a while ago that was like, boredom is actually very important.
It is,
and the
yeah.
fact that like there is always something to fill every second of your brain power is very detrimental to just like developing a creative portion of your brain, or like any curiosity or free thinking.
Yeah, I forget who I saw a similar post, and it was like, the purpose of boredom is that it like forces your brain to get rid of it.
Yeah.
Like, your brain has to do something to remove the boredom. And, like, that's why Stephen King wrote books. Like, because he was bored in Maine. I don't know if you've been to Maine. There's nothing up there.
I've been to Maine a couple times.
You've been to Maine. It's, like, there's some nice beaches.
Yeah, the beaches are nice. That's the only places in Maine I've been.
That's usually where you're, if you're traveling to Maine, you're going to a beach. But, like, if you're in the woods in Maine, like, what are you going to do? Nothing. You're going to write books about clowns and stuff. Like,
about weird towns because you live in a weird town.
Right. Like, that's what you're going to do. And, like, that's good. Like, that's a good thing to have. And yeah. Now it's like, I'm bored. What am I going to do? I'll look at TikTok for 6 hours. And I'm as guilty of that as anybody. But the difference is that my brain is done forming, so I'm allowed to do that.
But also, at the same time, I've had a lot less ideas.
Right, exactly. Like, you, and yeah.
I don't know. I used to have documents and documents and documents in Google Docs of like different games or just different ideas for things that I had before.
Yeah.
And that's all gone. I don't remember the last time I had like a new idea for a thing.
I think maybe we need to challenge ourselves, Josh. We need to do something.
Okay.
I don't, that's it. Like, that's the thing. We need to do something.
I mean, I have charged crystal.
You do have that
almost,
going. Yeah.
That's almost done. And I do have some ideas for making, like, using the crystal engine and, like, gutting it and putting a whole new game in it.
Yeah.
But I would have to also make that whole thing.
Right.
Top to bottom, and not just add some fun stuff on something that mostly exists already. Right. That would be a lot. But I do have ideas for that.
Yeah. Anyway, back to Power Rangers.
Anyway, take that TikTok and YouTube shorts.
Yeah, eat it.
You can only show me so many pretty girls doing kickflips before
I
have to do something else.
My Instagram is like, hey, I know you like watching skateboarding. Every other video is going to be skateboarding. And I'm like, cool, what are the other videos? And they're like, it's still going to be thirst traps for a little while. But anyway, so where was I? Oh, they're like, oh, I've met this. Mia's like, I've met this one before. And anyway, boo on that.
Yeah, that sucks.
And then we go to a car commercial. And then we come back from a car commercial, and we cut to Decker walking somewhere in just in a outside of the city.
It's like on an open hill.
Yeah.
Out in the wilderness somewhere.
And he's walking like Decker walks, right? Like all like, you know, determined. And he's clearly wandering now that I know that he's cursed to wander, but it's definitely.
Yeah.
It's like,
he's compelled to keep moving.
He's got to go somewhere. So he's just walking around in circles until he can fight the Red Ranger. It feels like. And then in pops Antonio, who just goes, so you're here to accept my challenge. Decker puts his hand on his sword. And then before I go any farther, I need to confess something. I've never talked about this on the podcast before. Sometimes when I'm typing, I will accidentally hit the emoji button, and then I will just type in a string of random emojis before I realize that I am not on the keyboard anymore. And I've been doing this for the better part of a decade because of this podcast program that we do here. This is the basis of why Shell just does random emojis at the end of it.
Yeah.
Is because I would have strings and strings of random emojis just scattered throughout notes here and there because of typing. It hasn't happened in a while, so I feel like this is the time to bring it up. So I tried to write down your, and instead I wrote, you Ice Cube crying emoji TM.
Very Mr. Freeze coded.
That's very Mr. Freeze coded. It's also, this is literally why Shell texts emojis like this, is because it's a thing that happens to me all the time. But so Decker's got his hand on his sword, and Antonio's like, you're here to taste my baby barracuda kebabs. And then Decker goes, I did say that.
Yeah, because Antonio's like, here to accept my challenge. You said you would try my new recipe. And Decker's like, yeah, no, I did.
And I like that. I really like that about Decker. That he's like, I did say, I have to do things I would say because I'm honor bound to. And I guess I gotta try your baby barracuda. Are you allowed? Like, is it like, it's not like hunting where you're not allowed to kill the babies. Fishing, you just get whatever you want, I guess.
I have no idea. I've never fished up a barracuda.
I feel like a barracuda's a nasty guy. Like, I don't know if that's a eaten fish, typically.
Yeah, I don't know if you would eat a barracuda.
No. I mean, obviously.
I don't know. Maybe you could.
Maybe you do. I don't. I don't live near an ocean. I feel like barracudas are ocean fish, but then again, I also don't know that for sure now that I'm thinking about it.
You're nearer an ocean than I am.
That is true, but I'm still almost 2 hours away.
Yeah.
So, it's a little bit of a walk. Anyway, so he's like, we're going to make him baby barracuda kebabs. And then we get like an Iron Chef montage of him.
He's the Golden Chef. Thank you very much.
Right. Welcome to Golden Chef. Can we do anything with that?
Is that anything?
Is that anything? If we get Benny and Petra to make.
Don't make me cook.
No, we don't. We're judging. Okay.
Oh, good. Yeah.
We are judging.
How are we going to eat the food? All four of us are in different places.
Petra lives in Maine. Benny lives in Massachusetts.
You live in New Hampshire. And I live in Kentucky.
We'll fly you up. Okay. They can meet here. I'm in the middle of the two of them.
Yeah. Triangulate the position and find the center point between the three of you.
And then we can, and then we'll do Golden Chef. I might be able to talk Ash into it too. She cooks. She makes cute ass bentos all the time.
Nice. I'll make like a hot dog.
My cooking prowess is I'm good at cooking, but I'm not good at making something like soon. Like a lot of my stuff is like I'll put the like all the spices and ingredients together in the slow cooker and leave it there for the next 12 hours. That's kind of my thing that I do. So it's not a lot of prep work. I don't know if I could be on Golden Chef because
I only like to cook quick stuff because I only think about making food when I'm hungry.
Right when you're hungry. Yeah, I have that problem as well.
So I eat a lot of junk because it's fast.
Well,
and like when I say I cook a hot dog, I just throw it in boiling water remember it's in there. And I'm like, okay, now it's done.
It's probably done. It's hard to overboil a hot dog. So it's, Anyway, Golden Chef coming this fall on the CW. Anyway, so we get the Golden Chef montage, and then we cut back to the Rangers and Daisuke and some helper. There's some other miscellaneous monks there, and they are sitting in a circle, and Daisuke has the box, and he tells them about it. He's like, it's the most powerful samurai weapon ever. And as he's telling them about it, Jaden picks it up and looks at it and makes this dumb little triangle smile where he's like, And then from out between two tatami mats, a hand comes up and then waves its fingers over the teacups. There's like six little Japanese cups of tea. And then it goes back.
Yeah. And they glow. You know, they've been messed with.
They've been manipulated in some evil way. And at first I was like, who the hell's hand is that? Because then we see Reggie.
I was like, was that like a Moogie's hand?
Because we see Reggie and he's got claws. And I was like, that's not his hand. And then because I completely forgot about the other guy. We cut to Reggie. Reggie's at the gate. He's like, we're going to get in now. And we'll turn this place into a bad place now or whatever.
And just as the hand comes up and like messes with the tea, Daisuke is like, yeah, there's Nylocks everywhere now. And he's like, it's only a matter of time before they get to this sacred
ground. They infiltrate this place
and
too.
And then immediately the hand comes up and poisons the tea. Like,
it's like, oh, Daisuke, you jinxed us. So we go to Reggie. We come back. They got the cups. Jaden takes the daintiest little sip and then goes, it's poison!
Don't drink the tea, it's poison!
Like he just got poison misted by the great Muda. And he's like writhing on the floor. And the thing I will say about Alex Hartman as an actor is he's really good at doing pained acting.
Yeah.
Whenever he like whenever he can be like pained or angry, like whenever he can
yeah.
be like,
anytime he has to like yell out.
Yeah. He's good. Whenever yeah. he has to show any sort of subtlety or emote in a normal way, it's just like blank face, triangle smile. That's all you're getting from me today. But he's like, that's poison. And they're like, oh my God, Jaden. And then a guy runs in and goes, the Nylocks are here.
Yeah, they're in the garden.
They're like, we have to stop him. And Mia's like, we can't leave Jaden. And Jaden's like, go!
Go, I'm dying.
I'll be fine. So then they run out. They do a very cool running morph where they like throw their symbol and then each run through their individual symbol and then they like glow their color. And then
it's a very, very good
it's
running morph.
Really good running morph. This is like up there with the Lightspeed Rescue, like
throw the shield out,
dive through it. It's yeah. really good. They're fighting Moogies and Reggie in the garden. Then we cut from there because Mia calls Antonio.
Yeah.
And she's like, Antonio, we need you at the Tengen gate. And like, they have to have moved the place over here because he can't just quickly get to Japan. They don't teleport no. in this show. So, and he's like, I'm on my, and then I get cut off with a commercial for Flippy Heads. And then it comes back and he goes, way. And then Decker's sitting in like a lawn chair.
Like sideways next to the like counter that Antonio just impromptu
yeah.
threw up.
He's got like a little grill set up, like, but it's very yeah. much like, I just put this together. And then, there's like a little, I don't know if it's like half a picnic table or something, and he takes both of the like tray, like the little paper tray things, and he goes,
yeah,
sorry, I have to go, enjoy the fish, and then he leaves. And it's like, that's very nice. I just like, this is very charming.
Yeah. And then Decker's like, oh, the Tengen gate,
interesting. And then we cut back to the Rangers and we start with Mike and Kevin getting their weapons out, the horse spear and the dragon bow. I don't remember what it's called. I think it's Dragon Bow. Hydro Bow, that's it. It's Dragon Splash is his sword attack.
Yeah.
So they get those out. They're fighting Moogies. And then we cut over to the girls fighting Reggie. And I was like, oh, yeah, that's that's it. That's what I'm looking for. And Emily does call him Spidey. So I'm assuming she is a Spider-Man fan.
Yeah.
Which I'm just at my tapestry of why Emily's the best Ranger. She's also like Spider-Man. But then they get their asses beat.
They just get easily dealt with, yeah.
They're about to get, like, strung up by webs, and then the boys jump in. And, like, thank God the boys are here, because, like...
Girls can't handle this.
Girls can't fight a spider? Are you kidding me? You ever seen a girl around a spider? I don't think so. And then, I don't know what happens from there. Oh, then we cut back inside, and Daisuke and one of the other monks are trying to help Jaden, and they're interrupted. By Octaroo. Ooh, ah, ooh.
Ooh, ah, ooh. I interrupt you.
And I was like, oh, right. Octaroo was also
and here. Obviously, you can see him now. That's the hand that
That's
came
the
up.
Hand, obviously. And then so the helper monk goes to, like...
fight him. He, like, squares up.
Then he gets blasted out of the way. And then Daisuke's like, you were defeated here before, and you will be again. And I really like Daisuke. I hope we get to see him again. I'm not counting on it, though.
No, he's dead now.
He might be dead now.
Octaroo killed him.
Well, because Octaroo's like, you want some too, old man? And then Jane's like, no! It's me you want! Let them leave! I love him pro wrestling yelling in my head. I know he's not that like doing it that much, but...
He's doing like a 1988 promo.
Yeah, but like a promo from like a supine position. Like he's been knocked down and he's like, it beat me!
Yeah, he's like Jeff Hardy and The Undertaker.
Yes, 100%. that happened in Manchester. My cousin was there. I remember watching it on TV and being like, this is the great... Because Jeff Hardy was my guy when I was that age.
Yeah.
I was like, this is the greatest thing that could have ever happened to me. And like, my cousin was like, yeah, like next time I saw him, he was like, yeah, that was in Manchester. I was there. And I was like, and I didn't get a phone call or an invite. How dare. So Jaden says, like, it's me you want, like, leave them alone. And Octaroo's like, okay, yeah, on one condition. You got to give me the special Red Ranger
yeah.
seal.
He's like, actually, I don't even want you. All I want from you is the symbol power to seal Xandrit.
And then we cut away from there to, I think it was Emily, which I would dock a point for Emily, but she was a dog until recently, saying, we can't beat him. Come on, y'all. There's there's like one thing you got to do as a Power Ranger, and that's just like keep going.
Keep getting up. Yeah.
Keep getting up. Like, you don't have to, you don't have to be like, we're going to beat him.
Yeah. Just say like, instead of we can't beat him, just like, our weapons aren't working, or like something, nothing we do is working. Like, we need to figure something else out.
Right. But it says we can't beat him. And then I think Kevin's like, we have to for Jaden or something.
Yeah. And he just like jumps in and gets the snot kicked out of him.
Yeah. It's like more fighting immediately followed by more losing. And then him and Mike and Mia get webbed and then like demorphed. Emily runs over to the two of them. She's still morphed. And she's like, are you okay? Oh, my God. And then Antonio runs in because Reggie's like, I'm going to get you next. And Antonio's like, just like runs in and he's like, anyone who hurts my friends has to answer to me. And like, Antonio kind of rules. Antonio's kind of great. But then they're like, no, go help Jaden. And then they run away. And then he's like, I'm going to help you right now. And they're like, no, we're fine. We'll be okay. Just go help Jaden.
Yeah, Kevin and Emily, like, jump onto Reggie's arms.
Yeah.
And they're like, no, you got to go help Jaden. And he's like, okay, but I'm coming back after.
And they're like, okay, yeah, sure. Poof, commercial by the Zords. Reignition. Power Rangers Reignition by the Zords. Come back. Reggie Washington's like, he just got here to help and you're telling him to leave? That's so dumb. And they're like, shut up. And then they get thrown or something. But then we cut back to Jaden, who is crawling his way, like clawing in the rock Zen garden of the temple away from Octaroo, which is very funny because Octaroo is like knee-high to a frog. He is little,
very small.
But he's very intimidating in this moment where he's just like a cat playing with a mouse that's been injured already.
That he already caught.
That you already got, and he's like, yeah. I'm gonna let it go so I can catch you again because that's fun for me. That's what I want to do right now. And Octaroo's like, come on, just make it easy on yourself and give me the symbol power. And then we see Decker from the side watching. And I feel like Decker in this moment is like, I'm gonna let this go, but I'm not gonna let him kill Red Ranger so I can kill Red Ranger, but I am gonna let see where this goes. And then in runs Antonio screaming, and he morphs into Sentai footage and attacks Octaroo and Josh.
Mm-hmm.
We complained about this a couple episodes ago. Octaroo has a terrible little mouth.
Yeah.
They were like, we never noticed this before.
Yeah, it's because all the footage on the boat, his tentacles hang over it. You can't see it.
It's because Sentai footage, his tentacles are in the front, and in American footage, they gave him a different face.
When they shipped it, the way it was packaged pushed the tentacles to the side, and they stuck like that.
I think it's a new face for the most part, and they just made the tentacles go like mustaches so his mouth could flap, but yeah. It's better if they're just in front and you don't see the mouth at all. I don't think there is a mouth in the Sentai footage, to be completely honest with you.
I can't tell, yeah.
I'll have to keep an eye out next time, but I was like, oh, that's why it looks so much better when they're on Dabot, is because it's better. It looks better, that's why. So they start fighting, and then Decker's like, oh, the fisherman is the Gold Ranger. Okay, interesting. And then we cut back to Dabot. And Shami's like, Octaroo?
I feel like every time Decker has seen something in this episode, he just goes, oh, that's happening. Interesting.
He needs to, like, again, it's like letting the kid, he's like, it's like, I feel like they're playing Blue's Clues, right? Like, yeah. And they're like, kids, write that down.
Yeah, draw a picture of the glowing cliffs.
Glowing cliffs.
The gate, the Tengen Gate.
Tengen Gate. Fisherman is gold.
And a fishing rod to remind us of the fisherman. Because we're really smart.
Yeah. But even like Blue's Clues was like, what do you think that is? You know, like they would give you a little bit to like work it out yourself. And that was for explicitly preschoolers.
Yeah.
Like little kids. This is for like, I don't know, 5 to 8 year olds. You know, they're just treating them like dumb babies. I don't appreciate. But anyway, on the boat, Shami's like, Octaroo, you gross little cephalopod, where are you? Where are you hiding? And she's like looking around. She's like, oh, God, I don't know where he is. I think he's up to something. And then Xander's like, Shami, I'm fine now. You can let me out of the room. And she's like, oh, great. Okay. I forget how they get here, but he immediately goes to like, I know that Reggie Washington is trying to usurp me. I'm going to get him now.
Yeah. And then Dayu is like, I think Octaroo is helping him. He knows everything that's happened, but not all the way. Because he's like, no, no. Yeah. He's like, no.
Octoroon, he was just poisoning them.
He just poisoned the Red Ranger. That's good initiative.
He's taking initiative. You can learn from that. But we cut from him being like, I'm going to get that traitor, to the Rangers like trying to morph while they're all like unconscious. And Reggie Washington being like, I guess I'll kill you all now. And then from off screen, we hear, Reggie Washington, you son of a... And then from there's a crack in a tree and a tentacle rope thing. It looks like beads. Like, it looks like a bead, like, rope thing. Grabs him and just yanks him back to hell. And I really like how dangerous they make Xandru. Like, just, like, seem and be in this episode.
Before now, he's just, like, a drunk on the floor.
Yeah, and, like, anytime he takes care of something, like, you know, like, the, I forget, it was, like, really early on, but, like, Octoroon and Shammy were arguing, and so he, like, grabbed a Moogie and threw it at him, and I was like... And I was like, yeah, like this guy is like, there's just something, he's like, the ceiling power has just like messed him up a little bit, but he is like a dangerous guy. Like, there is a reason he is the leader, you know? And I just like whenever they get to show that. And I do really like that. It's like, he's very strong, but he's also trapped. So he can't just fight the Power Rangers.
Yeah.
I know that that's a lot of that is just adapting the Sentai, but like, you're allowed to take the cool stuff. And you can leave the stuff that doesn't work behind, you know? And
yeah.
I feel like there's a version of Samurai that whips ass. It's like the best season of all, but they just couldn't figure out how to make it work because they refused to do too good of a job. Because
they just copied it one to one.
Yeah. So he yanks him back to hell. And then we cut to Octoroo versus Antonio, and it kind of whips ass also. Octoroo's throwing bombs at Antonio. He's blocking with his sword.
He's got his he's got long tentacles that he like grabs Antonio with, and he's just like shocking him, I think.
Yeah. And Antonio, like, cuts them.
He cuts them off, and Octoroo's like, those take a long time to grow.
And he starts charging at him. So Octoroo pulls out these bombs, these, like, paper bombs, and throws them at him. And Antonio's just, like, knocking them out of the way, and there's explosions and everything. And he gets up to him, and he, like, goes to hit him, and they, like, get locked up for a second. And Decker just, like, pops around the corner and is like, hey, fisherman, I'll take this from here. He turns back into Bone Decker.
Yeah.
To Dry Decker. And he just steals Jaden.
Yeah, he's like, don't worry, I'll take care of the Red Ranger. And he just picks up his lifeless, poisoned body and leaps out of here. Like, flies.
He just flies. And Antonio's like, no. He takes like 3 steps before he's like, oh, he's gone. And he's like, oh, the other Rangers. And then he runs away. And then Octoroo's like,
he chases him into the woods because we cut into the woods where Antonio is running. And we get another shot of Decker just like flying away over the woods.
And then he's like, oh, man. And then we just come back to Octoroo for a second. And he's like, all right, I'm out.
No one else is here. I'm going to kill Daisuke and then leave.
I guess I'll go. I hope he didn't kill Daisuke. We'll find out next time. Then we cut back to Antonio running to the others. And, like, they're all down and, like, unconscious and unmorphed. And, like Kevin's got his, like, morpher out. But he's, like, you know,
dead. Yeah, because just before Reggie got sucked back into hell.
Yeah.
Kevin was about to try to do something. Like, he had his morpher out. Like, he was about to write a symbol.
He's trying to do something, but he just doesn't have the energy left. And then Antonio's like, what am I supposed to do now? And then we cut to the boat where Reggie Washington is chained up in these, like, magic evil beads on the ground, just getting actually kicked in the head and shoulders by Xandru, who's like, this little traitor, I'm going to kill him so dead.
He's like, I've tortured you, I banished you, and you still came back and tried to overthrow me. Like, I'm gonna have to kill
this
you.
This is it for you. And we cut outside for 1 second, and we see, like, Moogies growing, but
there's a bunch,
like,
of giant Moogies that, like, just kind of pop up on the shore, and Octoroo's there like, oh, something big is happening on the boat.
I guess something's going on in there. And then also, like, one of them looks like they have, like, a big, like skeleton crocodile mouth coming out of their arms. It's like the side. You only see like the side of something for a second.
Yeah.
But I don't know if this is like, well, he has more power now, so the Moogie's got more power because that's, you know, part of the deal. But then he's basically like, I'm drowning. I drown traitors in shallow water, Reggie, and you're dead. You're dead now. And then we cut away to Decker walking through a regular human river, knee deep in a regular river with Jaden.
With Jaden over his shoulder.
Just like, now I'm going to go now.
Hey, he's like, oh, this is perfect. What do you want him at full power and he's dead on your shoulder.
He's gonna heal him, right? He's gonna go fix him up. Yeah. He's gonna fix him up here. He's gonna play nurse to him in the milk and shed in the woods or whatever.
Yeah.
And then I'm hoping he's like, all right, I gotta turn you into a Nihilog. So we can have the best match. And then Jaden will have to leave from there. But it also, this very much feels like, oh, our Red Ranger got kidnapped. Is Lauren on the horizon?
I think so. Because here's the I said before, the vague memory I have is Jaden laying in like a garden area and Lauren being like, don't worry, I got this. And like stepping over him to go out and fight. And I'm 90% sure that the Tengen Gate Garden is that spot.
So we might almost be there. You know what?
But they just took Jaden away from there. So I'm not sure. Like, he has to get back there
I don't know. Here's what I'm hoping. I feel like I would have heard about it by now, but maybe not. Because I didn't really hear about Decker at all. I think I heard that Cole was back.
I know Cole came back. I didn't know when.
Yeah, I think I might have heard it associated with Samurai, but I wasn't 100% until they showed Decker in the first episode on accident.
Yeah.
But I would love it so much if the whole Decker storyline is like, I will fight. Because he never says Jaden. He says the Red Ranger.
And it's actually Lauren. His sword needs to fight Lauren.
He's like, I gotta kill Red Ranger, and it's you, Jaden. And then at the end of the season, Lauren shows up and it's like, oh, your sword's been looking for me. And then she kills Decker. Like, that would be the dream.
Yes, I don't know if Lauren's coming up in the next episode or if Lauren is going to be the part one finale.
The reveal. I think that fighting Decker is like the disc one final boss, right? Yeah. Like,
the duel, it's called like the duel or the ultimate duel or
duel
something.
Duel of the Fates or something. Yeah, something like that.
Yeah, and the thumbnail is a Red Ranger and Decker locked up. But it is a Red Ranger from the head, like it's the back of the helmet and a little bit of the shoulder. Maybe that Red Ranger did look a little bit shorter than Jaden. I don't know.
Please, Power Rangers Samurai, please. But that is the end of the episode. Josh, I started.
Yeah.
What's the best? Yeah.
I think the best is Antonio popping up and being like, he said you were going to eat my fish.
That was pretty good.
And then Decker just being like, I did say that.
I think that whole interaction I want to give the best to, because I do love, because last episode, Antonio didn't see him. Again, like he saw a guy that he was like, hey, you want some fish?
Yeah. And then he stalked that man because there's no reason for Antonio to be on this hilltop.
Right. He's like, this is the last place I saw him. I'm going to wait for him. He's going to eat my baby barracuda kebabs.
Yeah.
But he didn't see him turn into Decker and he didn't see the other Rangers be like, that's Decker, like to the human form. Right. So he still doesn't know. Until, like, obviously now, I assume he can, because he's watched him transform.
He watched him turn into the skeleton, so.
So he should know by now. But he didn't know, so, like, there's, like, that, like, level of, like, oh, does he know? Like, it's, like, the dramatic irony kind of thing. Then there's the fake out. And then Decker just being like, I did say I would try it later. So I am honor
there,
bound.
And just, he doesn't, like, he just sits there and lets Antonio cook the fish.
He's not, like, waiting. He's not, like, antsy or anything. He's just, like.
No, he's interested. He's, like. Watching.
I would like to eat the barracuda kebabs.
That actually looks pretty good.
that's my best. Also, what is the worst?
I mean, it's got to be Emily being like, I've seen this woman before.
That was Mia.
It was Mia. You're right.
It was
Mia. Right. Yes.
But I agree. It's also that. I would have rather them put a flashback of Dayu being like, my wedding went bad, or whatever she said during that episode.
Yeah, and then, like, they know Decker is this weird stranger who's just wandering around.
I would rather have actual flashbacks reminding us of the scenes of that than Mia being like, hold on, let me just ham-fist my way in here. It's like I've met her before.
Yeah, the only way it could be worse is she was like, I feel like I've met this woman before. Is this Dayu?
Right, because it, like, it looks nothing like
her. It doesn't look anything like her at all.
Just like, yeah, it just, I don't know. It's just, that's bad. Especially because, like, the whole part leading up to that, I was, like, very on board with the way they were telling the story, right? Like, the way they were giving us the information. I'm like, yeah, perfect. That's exactly what I want to know. I want you to, like, give it to us, but let us solve the puzzle, you know? Like, that's the best way to do these things. And then they're like, actually, we're going to solve the puzzle for you. We don't trust you to solve the puzzle. But we're going to do it in a really confusing way, too. So it's not, Who's the MVP?
Antonio.
Antonio's a good option. I think Antonio, I would probably give it to if I weren't giving it to my man Daisuke. I was just very charmed by this old guy. And when him being like, we defeated you here once, Octoroon, we'll do it again. Like that was yeah. pretty good too. But I like an old, I like whenever they introduce a wise old man, like this is a yeah. Sahasrara kind of
like
deal.
A real one and not mentor.
And not mentor who's like a dumb guy who's just like their butler. But I'm going to give it to Daisuke. Like Antonio and Decker are like kind of tied for who I would
I was also thinking runner. Decker, but I think I'm going to go with Antonio here.
All right. Well, I'm giving it to Daisuke. I don't know how many one-off characters have got, and I hope he's not a one-off. I would love to see him again.
He'll be great, two-off. He'll be in the next episode, maybe. Yeah.
Or kill G, replace him with Daisuke.
That would be great.
That'd be the best case scenario. And now we have to rank it because this was not a part one, even though it does say to be continued at the
it
end.
It does.
I closed a lot of my tabs recently, so the PR episode rankings stays at the top in my on my phone, which is nice. But also just means I haven't been doing anything for a little while. I don't know if I like it as much as last episode, but I think I like it more than Day Off.
I think it's pretty easy. Yeah, I think that's right.
Two good ones in a row?
Yeah.
I'll take it. Can't complain about that. Coming in at number three, the Tengen Gate. I wish I knew what Gen meant, because Ten is related to, in Japanese, Ten is related to heaven. So I wish I knew what Gen was supposed to be. Maybe I'll look it up. Or I'll forget.
Yeah. I don't know.
Coming at number three, Tengen Gate. You watch enough anime, you pick up like
a bunch of random little stuff here and there.
Yeah.
I went off the page looking up Kid Icarus.
Oh, way to go. Yeah, what's the next one called?
Yeah, give me 6 minutes to scroll down to it.
Oh, yeah, take your time. Cannot overstate how long the summaries on the Wikipedia page, they're the longest in series history.
The next one is called Boxed In.
Okay, so there's the black box, and maybe Jaden is also a prisoner. Okay, and there's only like three proper episodes of the season left, too, which is
yeah.
I mean, this half of the season, we're not gonna do a break
before
in between.
We kick into Super Samurai. I was thinking maybe in between, that's when we just throw the holiday episodes in. It'll be like a little mid season.
Well, those are like labeled as episode 21 and 22.
Yeah.
Like, so I figured they just go then anyway. They're just in that order.
Yeah,
and I don't know.
Maybe we'll just do one a week to let us get a little, because we kind of ate some of our buffer.
We did.
The last
we
few
ate
weeks.
Up a little bit of buffer. Yeah, we'll just, so those two episodes will just be one a week. What, Riley's going to be on one of them anyway. And so guest episodes, I usually need a little bit more time for. So, but I can't wait because I think I said this last time, is it the lowest rated episode of Samurai on IMDb, according to Riley? It is also the least viewed, according to YouTube.
By
views.
A lot. Most of them have like around 1.2 million.
Yeah.
This one has like a 500K.
Like the next lowest is like 775K,
yeah.
And it's like, wow, a lot of people were like, we're not watching that one.
Because I was scrolling through the playlist today, and the number one, like the highest one, is the premiere with 2.8 million. But then part two is down to like a 1.2.
Yeah, and then the
next highest episode is There Go the Brides at 2.4 million.
And then after that it's Team Spirit was the next highest, I think.
Yeah.
And then everything else kind of hovers around like 1.2, 1.5, like somewhere in between there. And then there's just like a couple that are like, we're not watching this one. We're just not doing it. Even little kids who are like, I just want to watch Power Rangers are like if I was a child, this would be in rotation, because I don't think I had an episode of Power Rangers that I didn't like when I was a kid. But I also didn't think video games could be bad until I played Donkey Kong 64.
Right.
I was just less discerning back then. I vividly remember that being the first time I was disappointed by media.
I rented the Cool Spot video game for the Super Nintendo over and over again.
Right.
So
yeah,
if anybody understands I didn't understand a video game could be bad, it's me.
There's so many Super Nintendo games that I just played because I was like, I'm playing a Super Nintendo game. It's got to be fun.
Yeah.
Like the Home Alone game was super hard, but I still played a bunch of it.
All I remember is that they'll grab you and they just hang you up on a wall, and that's how you die.
That's how you die. But like, just so many games, you're just like, I don't know if it's bad or not. I can't tell. I'm a kid. And then I played Donkey Kong 64, and I was like, I think video games can be bad too. Huh. That's weird. I wonder if this will affect me the rest of my life.
I don't know if it was Donkey Kong 64 that did it for me. I liked most of Donkey Kong 64. I think the part that might have broke me was it was like, you got to get the Rareware coin by playing Jetpack. And making like a high score in Jetpack. And I'm like, Jetpack sucks.
No, I don't. I don't have to do that, actually.
I've never beaten Donkey Kong 64. Because you have to do that, and you have to, like, beat the original arcade Donkey Kong.
Yeah.
To get the N64 coin or whatever.
You only have to do, like, the three levels, though. You don't have to do...
I think it's four, but yeah.
Is it four? Yeah, yeah.
But it's still just, like...
I'm not doing that.
You, and that's required to fight the final boss.
Wild. Anyway, we'll see you next time for Boxed In. But until then, may the power protect you. Three, two, one. Let's samurais, guys. No? Okay.
I almost gave you a may the power protect you.
Oh, well, that would be fun.
And then I panicked and couldn't remember it. All right, I'm ready.
All right, three, two, one.